What's up, guys? This is Edith Wairimo coming to you live.
More music at spacegospel.com.
Today, I wanted us to take some time and exposit one of my songs, which is called Free, because it is one of the songs that people reach out to me and they're like, I love this song, I love the tune, I love the big voice, but I don't understand the words. And so I decided I'm just going to do a video to try and explain what Free is all about and where Free came from. And so that by the time you're listening to it again, you listen to it with a revelation. So let's go on to the first verse. The first verse says that I praise God in the morning and when it makes no sense. But when the crowd is watching, they don't understand just where I've been, how Jesus set me free. They don't understand why I'm still joyful when I'm still standing in the pain. It's 'cause I'm free. Okay, so what that verse says is that I praise God in the morning and when it makes no sense. Have you ever just praised God when things look so bad until everybody's like, why are you praising? Like, really, there's nothing to praise for, you know? Like, somebody asks you good morning and you feel like asking them, what's so good about the morning? I mean, it's talking about praising in the pain. I praise God in the morning. Morning simply means right after dark. You know, mornings talks about the beginning of a good period, because the Bible says that, you know, darkness may endure for a night, but joy comes in or with the morning. So when it's talking about morning, it's talking about, you know, asubuhi, joy has started coming back and stuff like that. So I praise God in the morning and when it makes no sense. I mean, sometimes we praise God and everything is just haywire. Everything is just wrong. Oh, Lord. There's a time I once praised, and when I went home, I felt so relieved because I told God, I thank you because of breaking those shackles that disallow me from coming into. You know, you can only enter the courts of God with praise. Yeah, I will enter your courts with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter your gates. Gets you enter with thanksgiving in your heart. I will enter your courts with praise. So the courts of God, that is the inner, after you've come in from the gate, now when you're getting into the inner courts, you have to come in with praise. And so it's saying, I praise God in the morning and when it makes no sense. So that simply talks about praising all the time, you know? But when the crowd is watching, who is the crowd? The crowd are the people who watch you from a distance. The crowd in 2 Kings chapter 1 for Elisha were the sons of the prophets who are waiting to see him fail so that they can tell him, didn't we tell you not to go with Elijah? Didn't we try and warn you that we knew that he was going because, you know, they were prophets and they could be able to foretell the future? So but those are the crowds. And that's where the song says that, and when the crowd is watching, they don't understand just where I've been, how Jesus set me free. You know, sometimes where Jesus has taken you from can really drive you crazy. I mean, some of us have crazy testimonies, and where Jesus has taken us from, man, if you see us praising the way we do, if you see us worshiping with passion the way we do, if you see somebody kneeling down and crying the way that we do, man, oh my God, it's just thinking where God has brought us from. And man, some of us have great testimonies and we thank God for that. So, but when the crowd is watching, they don't understand. What don't they understand? Just where I've been and how Jesus set me free. Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the last line of that verse says, they don't understand why I'm still joyful when I'm still standing in the pain. I mean, you know, when you have the assurance that God is coming, sometimes you start smiling in the pain. Things happen. You're in the pain. You're in luck. Nyumba imefungwa. But unacheka kama mjinga. Mpaka people are like, why are you laughing? Why are you happy? joyful when you're standing in the pain. Man, you're supposed to be crying right now, okay? And then the chorus says, it's 'cause I'm free. They don't understand why I'm why I took my hair and wiped the feet of the king. Do you remember that woman? That woman is the woman who took her jar of alabaster oil. You remember? She came to the presence of Jesus and she just started, she threw herself at the feet of Jesus and she just started worshiping through her tears. And she just cried and cried and cried until her tears, you know, just started dripping at the feet of Jesus. And instead of taking a cloth and wiping those tears, she took her hair. And the hair symbolizes the glory of a woman. She took her glory and she just put it at the feet of Jesus. And the people, and then she took expensive perfume. So expensive it might have been her life savings, you know. And she just anointed the feet of Jesus and she just started kissing them. And they couldn't understand. They just couldn't understand. Sometimes people will not understand your worship. They won't understand where God has taken you from. They will not understand who you were before God found you. They will not understand. They will not understand the price that had to be paid for you to be who you are today. They won't understand. So the second line of the chorus says that they don't understand why I took my hair and wiped the feet of the king. It's 'cause I'm free. They don't understand. I stepped out of the boat just 'cause he said, come to me. Do you remember Peter? Peter, there was this time they were in the boat with the other disciples and they saw a figure from afar. But as they rowed closer, Peter said, it is the teacher. It is our teacher, it's Rabbi. And Peter called out to Jesus and he said, Rabbi, if it is you, ask me to come. And Jesus says, come. And Peter stepped out of the boat. I mean, the disciples must have been like, Peter is crazy. Peter is crazy. Sometimes you will step out of that boat, and the boat symbolizes of a comfort zone. You will step out of that boat, and you will step out in faith because Jesus has said, start something, and they won't understand. But even if they don't understand why you begin that journey in faith, don't give up. Don't lose hope. The biggest things begin from a point of faith. Don't allow people to mess with your faith by nullifying it with fear. Stand in that faith. And then that line says that, I'm sorry, it's so emotional. This song is just so emotional. I remember when I wrote it for the very first time, I just cried like a child. You know, I just cried and cried because I just got the revelation that people will never understand that the passion that I carry is because of where I have come from. So the third line of this song says that they don't understand that they dip me in the hot oil and I come out singing glory. You know, there was this disciple of Jesus. His name was John. and they tried to kill the gospel in him. And they did so many things to John. They tried to gouge out his eyes and throw him into Patmos. Patmos was what do we call it? An island. And that is where John died. But before they took him to Patmos, they tried to torture him with hot oil. They would throw him in hot simmering oil that was so hot. And they would say, "Are you going to renounce Jesus?" And when he would jump out of the hot oil, he would jump out and say, "Jesus is Lord." You know, he would jump out saying, "Glory. Glory to Jesus." You know, some people would try to kill your faith, you know, by taking you through a torturous journey. But they don't understand how come that whenever you come out of that hot oil, you always jump out saying, "Glory." You always jump out saying, "Jesus is Lord." They don't understand why you bounce back out of every trial that they try to put you through. So that umkane Yesu, so that you so that they kill your faith, but you always come out with your faith stronger. The second verse, it says that they call me crazy. It says that they call me crazy, a Jesus freak, 'cause I keep on praying in everything. They say some things won't take no miracle. What they don't understand is that I'm a living miracle of ashes turned into gold. So that verse says that they call me crazy, a Jesus freak. A Jesus freak is like a Jesus fanatic, you know. Somebody who worships like a madman, you know. Somebody who just believes God even when things look like just, you know, give up already. So they call me a Jesus freak, you know, a fanatic. 'Cause I keep on praying in everything. The reason why they call me a Jesus freak or a Jesus fanatic is 'cause every single time Kitwiki happen, I'm praying. If I want to wear a dress and I want to know which dress to wear, I'm asking Holy Spirit, please show me which dress is good. If I want to go somewhere, I'm asking Holy Spirit, is it right? Is it right for me to go to this place? You know, something like that. And so they think, why do you over-spiritualize things? But there's nothing like over-spiritual. There is no part of your life that the Holy Spirit does not want to be involved in. He is passionate about all of you. He's passionate about who you date. He's passionate about who you marry. He's passionate about what you eat. He's passionate about what you drink. If he wasn't passionate about it, Jesus would never turn water into wine. Jesus would never feed the 5,000. You know, if God wasn't passionate about everything, then there would never be citations in the Word of God that show that, you know, Jesus is interested in all these things. So you're not a fanatic. You're not a fanatic for involving Jesus in everything that you do. Keep on doing that. And then the third line says that they say some things won't take no miracle. In other words, that they say some things is common sense. They won't take any miracle. But they don't realize that waking up in itself is a miracle. Being alive today is a miracle. They don't understand. The fourth line says that they don't understand that I am a living legacy of ashes turned into gold. I am God's legacy about how he can turn ashes into gold. I am a living legacy about... Guys, you don't know where I've come from. You don't understand what Jesus has done for me. And you won't get it, so you won't understand my praise. You can't. So it says that they don't understand that I am a walking legacy of how God can turn ashes into gold, of how God can make somebody out of a nobody, of how God can save the wretched of them all. They don't understand. They won't understand your praise unless they understand your tears. So because they don't understand your tears, then don't expect them to understand your praise. Don't expect them to understand your prayers. They won't understand. It's not in their place to understand your tears. And so it's not in their place to understand your praise. The bridge of that song goes like, I'll keep praising when it makes no sense. So it goes like, I'll keep praising when it makes no sense. I'll keep praising when they beat my body trying to put me down. I'll keep praising. And when it feels like the end, I'll keep praising. So, that is my declaration in that song, that I'll keep praising. When it makes no sense, when they beat my body trying to put me down, I'll keep praising even when it seems like it's the end. Even when I'm at the end of my life, I will still praise. Oh, I'll keep praising. Guys, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cry. I wasn't going to cry. But man, I just... talking about it, it took me so far, so far. And I just remembered the many times that God has saved me. The many times that I almost left hungry. The many times that I walked with shoes, but at the bottom there was nothing. You know, my soul, the sole of my shoes was gone. And the many times when people would look at me and make fun of me, I remembered of where God has taken me from. So don't expect to understand my praise if you do not understand my tears. And in the same way, don't expect for people to understand your praise if they do not understand your tears. I'm just gonna play it on my simple system and just, you know, just sing along now without crying, you know, so that we can get to listen to the song. Okay. Sorry, my machine has gone off. Sorry about that. I hope in that 1 minute you've had the opportunity to meditate and and just give thanks to God. Because where you're standing today, it's all about God. And the sooner you understand that, the sooner your praise will graduate. Okay? So here comes free, and I pray that you're blessed. Okay? Here we go. I hope you're able to hear. I praise God in the morning, and when it makes no sense. But when the crowd is watching, they don't understand just where I've been, how Jesus set me free. They don't understand why I'm still joyful when I'm still standing in the pain. They don't understand why I took my hair and wiped the feet of the King. They don't understand I stepped out of the boat just cause He said, come to me. They don't understand they dip me in the hot oil, I come out singing glory. They don't understand, but they don't have to understand. I'll keep praising, call me crazy. I'm Jesus free. Cause I keep on praying in everything. They say some things won't take no miracle, but they don't understand that I'm a walking legacy of ashes standing to gold. Cause I'm free. They don't understand why I took my hair and wiped the feet of the King. They don't understand I stepped out of the boat just cause He said, come to me. They don't understand they dip me in the hot oil, I come out singing glory. They don't understand, but they don't have to understand. I'll keep praising when it makes no sense. I'll keep praising when they beat my body trying to push me down. And when it feels like the end, I'll keep praising. They don't understand why I took my hair and wiped the feet of the King. They don't understand I stepped out of the boat just cause He said, come to me, yeah. They don't understand the dip me in the hot oil, I come out singing glory. They don't understand, they don't have to understand. I'll keep praising. They don't understand why I took my hair and wiped the feet of the King, yeah. They don't understand I stepped out of the boat just cause He said, come to me. They don't understand the dip me in the hot oil, I come out singing glory. They don't understand, but they don't have to understand. I'll keep praising. I'm free, yeah. I'm free, I'm free. Whoa. I'm free, I'm free, yeah. I'm free, I'm free. Whoa. I'm free, I'm free, yeah. Hey. Oh man. Oh man, that praise is on another level. Whew, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to Jesus. Wow. They don't understand why I took my hair and wiped the feet of the King. Cause I'm free. They don't understand I stepped out of the boat just cause He said, come to me. It's cause I'm free. They don't understand they dip me in the hot oil, I come out singing glory. It's cause I'm free. They don't understand, but they don't have to understand. I'll keep praising. Cause I'm free. Don't try to explain your praise to anyone. Leave it to their own interpretation. Don't try to interpret your praise to anyone. If they don't understand your tears, they don't understand your journey, they will never understand your praise. But keep praising and stay in Jesus. Stay blessed, child of God. This is Edith Wairimu Kenya. On Facebook, Instagram is Edith Wairimu Kenya. And on YouTube is Edith Wairimu. If you want to see the full version of this song, I'm going to place the link down here.
So just more music at spacegospel.com.
I love you so much, and God bless you. Shalom, shalom. Until next time. Bye.